Touch and Listen, the newsletter of the Florida Braille and Talking Book Library, Spring 2020. NLS News You Can Use. The 2020 Census is counting on us. April 1st is Census Day, the reference point for questions on the 2020 count. Census results play a big part in determining how the federal government, states, and localities allocate hundreds of billions of dollars each year for services that communities rely on. Unfortunately, certain groups of people historically have been undercounted in the census. The National Library Service, NLS, wants to make sure that the people it serves, people who are blind or visually impaired, or who have a disability that makes reading regular print difficult, are aware of and participate in the 2020 census. A couple of dates to keep in mind. On March 12th, the Census Bureau mailed an invitation for households to respond to the census. For the first time, households will have three ways to respond: online, by calling a toll-free number, or by mail. The questionnaire takes less time to complete than drinking a cup of coffee. In mid-April, census workers will begin visiting homes that haven't responded to collect information in person. Federal law protects your census responses. Your answers can only be used to produce statistics and cannot be shared with immigration enforcement agencies. There is no citizenship question. Avoid scams during the 2020 census by remembering that the Census Bureau will never ask for your Social Security number, your bank account or credit card numbers, money or donations, anything on behalf of a political party. The Census Bureau creates guides in dozens of languages to help people complete the census. Guides will also be available in Braille and large print. To find out more, go to www.census.gov and type Language Guides into the search tool. And while the census questionnaire itself won't be available in Braille, people who are blind or visually impaired can take advantage of the online and phone-in options. You can get a downloadable and printable Census Bureau fact sheet on accessibility at www.census.gov/library/fact-sheets/2019/DEC/2020-census.html. NLS Barred Policy. NLS automatically marks any Braille and audio reading download barred account not used in the last 6 months as inactive, which will prevent access to the account. If locked out of your account, call us at 1-800-226-6075 or email us at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org and staff will reactivate it. A temporary password will be sent to the email address on file for the account. The password must be updated within 24 hours by logging into Bard from a web browser on your computer or the web browser on your device, such as Google or Bing. Remember to log into your Bard account or open the Bard mobile app at least once every 6 months to keep the account active. Better yet, just keep using your Bard to catch up on the latest and greatest that Bard has to offer. Bard Express Update. NLS has released a new version of Bard Express, version 1.2.4.72. The update contains no new user features, but uses enhanced technology to increase security for the national collection. The next time BART Express is ran, you will receive a message asking if you would like to install the new version or wait until later. When you choose to download the updated software, you will be guided through the upgrade process. BART Express is perfect for those who want to quickly and easily search BARD, download selected materials onto a Windows-based computer, and transfer the materials to a flash drive to use in your Talking Book player. BART Express can be installed on any Windows computer by users registered for BARD. At the BARD main page, go to the Additional Links heading and select BARD Express. NLS produces Dungeons & Dragons core books in navigable audio. If you've ever attacked a cave full of orcs with your Vorpal sword, right after losing 12 hit points that lowered your strength score, which you mitigated with a Cure Wounds spell, you might already know the fun of playing Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D to its fans. Because it's a role-playing game, a shared experience between a dungeon master who describes events and players who describe how they want their characters to respond. D&D is an ideal game for players with visual impairments. All three core Dungeons & Dragons books, Player's Handbook, DB91838, The Dungeon Master's Guide, DB91839, and The Monster Manual, DB91840, are now on BARD. News from the Florida Librarian. New web OPAC address. Our web OPAC address has changed, and you can now find us at flopac.klas.com. Be sure to bookmark it to easily order books and keep track of your account. Call 1-800-226-6075 or email us at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org to verify your account and obtain a password. Wanted: unused talking book machines. If you have a talking book machine that you are not using, please return it to the library so we are able to send it to another patron who needs it. If you do not have the original box the machine came in, you may use any box. Just remember to pad it with newspaper or other packing material before sending it. Call the library if you need a mailing label or any other assistance. All of our machines are refurbished before being sent out to clients. Refurbishing includes disinfecting the machines, updating software, providing a fully charged battery, and adding a new profile. There may be a possibility of minor cosmetic damage not impacting the operation of the player. Please keep in mind you do not need to rely on a traditional talking book player, but may have immediate access to the entire NLS collection 24 hours a day by using BARD on your mobile phone or other device. Call your reader advisor to get started. Inspiring people. Tampa Group helps volunteers teach kayaking to the blind. Story is courtesy of Spectrum News 9, Gabrielle Arzola. On Saturday, people from around the country learn to guide the visually impaired on a kayak. "I love kayaking," says instructor Andre Reyes. Reyes, 19, is a member of Lighthouse for the Blind and Low Vision Organization in Tampa and helps volunteers with proper training techniques. "It's fun. I've been kayaking for years now," says Reyes. Reyes was born with retinopathy of prematurity and has no sight. Attendees will learn everything from teaching how to guide with their voice to navigating with the warmth of the sun. The program is done twice a month in St. Petersburg and hopes to give volunteers the tools they need to help others in their community. For more information on the program coordinator, call Wayne Adventures at 941-545-7338 or email wdouchkoff@aol.com. Animals can make you happier and healthier. Story courtesy of Janet Fisher, Arizona Talking Book Library. There is a growing body of scientific research that has shown pets and even other animals can actually improve our health. For example, clinical studies have found that a mere petting of a dog can reduce your blood pressure. Plus, the Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction at the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine found that interacting with animals can increase our levels of the hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin has been found to greatly enhance our overall health and makes us feel happy and trusting. Check out some of these titles. Buster's Diaries, A True Story of a Dog and His Man, by Roy Hattersley, BR13519. Buster, an abandoned London dog who is part bull terrier, keeps a diary of his life. He is eventually adopted from an animal shelter by the man, but makes the mistake of killing one of the queen's geese in a public park. The ensuing uproar leaves Buster a very famous canine. Dog Years, a memoir by Mark Doty, BR17586. Award-winning poet recalls experiences with his beloved retrievers, Arden and Beau. The story describes how they helped him through his grief after his partner's death, and how, in turn, he cared for them as they aged. It also reflects on the lessons learned about life, loss, and unconditional love. Contains some strong language. The Intimate Bond, How Animals Shaped Human History, by Brian M. Fagan, BR20874 and DB82464. Through an in-depth analysis of 6 human-animal relationships, Fagan examines how the human way of life has been irreversibly altered by bonding with animals. He discusses the effects of herding, the role of animals in globalization, and the general history of human interaction with the animal kingdom. Reading time, 10 hours, 4 minutes. Homer's Odyssey, A Fearless Tale, or How I Learned About Love and Life with a Blind Wonder Cat, by Gwen Cooper, DB69557. Author describes adopting Homer, a small abandoned kitten whose infected eyes were surgically removed. It details the adventures of spunky, active Homer over the next dozen years, living with 2 other cats in New York apartments, surviving 9/11, and endearing himself to everyone he met, including, eventually, the author's future husband. Reading time, 9 hours, 12 minutes. Pause and Effect, The Healing Power of Dogs, by Sharon R. Saxon, DB66954. American Kennel Club dog show judge reflects on the emotional and spiritual support dogs provide to their human companions in times of ill health and other crises. Recounts instances of dogs calming autistic children, evoking memories for Alzheimer's patients, assisting in physical therapy, and alerting epileptics to impending seizures. Reading time, 8 hours, 26 minutes. 2 + 4 = 1. Celebrating the Partnership of People with Disabilities and Their Assistance Dogs, by Kathy Nimmer, DB74137. A collection of stories, essays, and poems about beloved canine partners from individuals who have disabilities and others. Describes the challenges and rewards of training guide dogs, the first days with a new service animal, and daily life. Shares moments of humor and of loss. Reading time, 10 hours, 22 minutes. Cat Daddy. What the world's most incorrigible cat taught me about life, love, and coming clean. By Jackson Galaxy. DB 74764. Cat behaviorist and star of TV's My Cat from Hell recounts working at an animal shelter and adopting injured feline Benny, who changed his life. Describes giving up drugs and overeating while honing his methods and techniques on prickly beloved Benny for 13 years. Strong language. Reading time, 8 hours, 17 minutes. On the library bookshelf. Fresh from the recording studio, new books. These books are also easily found in Bard and downloadable immediately. Call your reader advisor to find out how to get your account started and be able to get books on all of your devices. The Doll Maker of Krakow by R.M. Romero, DBC 12787. Carolina is a living doll who magically travels from war-torn land of the dolls to Krakow, Poland at the start of World War II, where she befriends Cyril, a doll maker, and the two become determined to save their Jewish friends. Narrator Susie Baldwin, reading time, 8 hours, 55 minutes. The Gift of Dark Hollow by Karen Larwood, DBC 12792. Book 2 of the Longborough series. The story of the young rabbit Podkin One Ear continues as he and his refugee siblings realize their only hope may be to locate 12 magical gifts and use them to defeat the evil Gorm. Narrator Patrick Forrestel, reading time 6 hours 30 minutes. The Graysons by Dana L. Brown, DBC 17105, Book 3 in the AMI series. The story of Charlotte and Nick concludes in this final volume of the Anna Maria Island series. Narrator Margaret Tedrick, reading time 8 hours 55 minutes. Captain Superlative by J.S. Puller, DBC 12796. Masked superhero Captain Superlative performs radical acts of kindness and recruits Quiet Janie as her sidekick. Her eccentric and energetic style breaks boundaries and challenges thinking in her middle school. Narrator Sue Christensen. Reading time, 8 hours, 35 minutes. Don't Touch My Hair by Sherry Miller, DBC 17113. Young Aria loves her playfully springy hair, but so do new friends and strangers. How will she take charge of her own beautiful curls? Narrator Bruni Lopez Soto. Reading time, 7 minutes. Playing Atari with Saddam Hussein, based on a true story by Jennifer Roy and Ali Fadil, DBC 17101. The Iraqi war changes an 11-year-old boy's world from one of soccer and video game playing into one of survival. Narrator, Susie Baldwin. Reading time, 4 hours, 15 minutes. Who Killed Darius Drake? By Rodman Philbrick, DBC 12791. Orphan Darius Drake offers thug-for-hire Arthur Bash to accompany him to an abandoned house in a scary part of town to help solve the mystery about Darius's family and a treasure worth millions. Narrator Kathy Taylor. Reading time, 4 hours, 20 minutes. The Adventures of Charlie Pierce, The Last Egret, by Harvey E. Oyer III, DBC 17114. An adventure story in late 1800s Florida when bird plumage was big business and Florida was still wild. Teenager Charlie Pierce and his friends are forced to weigh the ecological implications of killing for profit while on a bird hunting expedition to save his family's property. Narrator, David Hostetler. Reading time, 3 hours. Award winner. We the Kids, the Preamble to the Constitution of the United States. Illustrations and foreword by David Catrow. DBC 17116. This picture book restates and explains the Preamble to the Constitution line by line for young children. Narrator, Dave Archard. Reading time, 9 minutes. Welcome to Wonderland, Beach Party Surf Monkey by Chris Grabenstein. Illustrations by Brooke Allen. DBC 12764. Book 2 of the Wonderland Motel series. P.T. and his friend Gloria have to convince producers that their Wonderland Motel is the perfect filming location for the upcoming Beach Party Surf Monkey movie. Narrator, Ellen Rabin. Reading time, 4 hours, 40 minutes. Multiple book cartridges. New multiple book cartridge, MBC, collections are now available. Each MBC features multiple titles from popular authors and series. Search the Web OPAC catalog at flopac.klas.com for other collections by typing MBC into the query box under Quick Search on the main page. MBC, Dirk Pitt, 1 through 11 by Clive Cussler, FDB03902, Pacific Vortex, The Mediterranean Caper, Iceberg, Raise the Titanic, Vixen 03, Night Probe, Deep Six, Cyclops, Treasure, Dragon, Sahara. MBC, Clan of the Cave Bear, 1 through 6, by Jean M. Owl, FDB03945. The Clan of the Cave Bear, The Valley of Horses, The Mammoth Hunters, The Plains of Passage, The Shelters of Stone, The Land of Painted Caves. MBC, Dune 1 through 8, by Frank Herbert, FDB03885. Dune, Dune Messiah, Children of Dune, God Emperor of Dune, Heretics of Dune, Chapter House Dune, Hunters of Dune, Sandworms of Dune. MBC, John Wells 1 through 11 by Alex Berenson, FDB03919. The Faithful Spy, The Ghost War, The Silent Man, The Midnight House, The Secret Soldier, The Shadow Patrol, The Night Ranger, The Counterfeit Agent, 12 Days, The Wolves, The Prisoner. MBC, True Crime 1 through 5 by Truman Capote, John Berendt, Eric Larson, Douglas Preston, and Joseph Wamba. FDB03896. In Cold Blood, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, The Devil in the White City, The Monster of Florence, The Onion Field. MBC, Vampire Chronicles 1 through 12 by Anne Rice, FDB03934. Interview with the Vampire Lestat, The Queen of the Damned, The Tale of the Body Thief, Memnock the Devil, The Vampire Armand, Merrick, Blood and Gold, Blackwood Farm, Blood Canticle, Prince Lestat, Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis. MBC Bronte Sisters Collection by Charlotte, Emily, and Anne Bronte, FDB03951. The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, Agnes Gray, Emma, Jane Eyre, Villette, Wuthering Heights. MBC, Isaac Asimov Collection by Isaac Asimov, FDB 03949. Prelude to Foundation, Forward the Foundation, Foundation, Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation, Foundation's Edge, Foundation and Earth, I, Robot, The Caves of Steel, The Naked Sun, The Robots of Dawn, Robots and Empire. MBC Classics, Fitzgerald by F. Scott Fitzgerald, FDB 03888. The Beautiful and the Damned, This Side of Paradise, The Great Gatsby, Tender is the Night, The Last Tycoon. MBC Classics, Verne by Jules Verne, FDB 03893, Journey to the Center of the Earth, From the Earth to the Moon, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Around the World in 80 Days, The Mysterious Island. The Bureau of Braille and Talking Books Library Services is part of the Division of Blind Services, Florida Department of Education. Visit our websites at www.dbs.fldoe.org or www.fldoe.org. Contact us at 1-800-226-6075 or via email at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org.